It's time for Real Money with David Holland. Because David isn't just a radio personality, but also provides financial advice to clients, we must pause for a word from our compliance department.
David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share a common ownership under Holland Financial. The views and advice expressed by David Holland and guests are general in nature. No statements or opinions given during this radio program are to be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not to be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after a thorough analysis of an individual situation. An engagement of services to be offered are only in states where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. And now for the man who doesn't preach about cutting up credit cards, doesn't waste your time talking about which razor blades to buy, won't tell you to sell everything you own and buy gold, or ever use big words to impress you and talk over your head. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, David Holland.
Hello there. Welcome to the program. We are just bustling with activity, water on tap, drinking it quickly to soothe those vocal cords for all the things we need to tell you. And we're going to start with, you know what's coming.
The fastest 5 minutes in finance with Scott Connor.
We need to change that. The legendary Scott Connor.
Oh, for heaven's sake. All right. Well, let's just go ahead and get right to it then. Friday's trade, not so great. The Dow down 136 points to 12,849. S&P down 17. S&P got a week late in the day. It wasn't too bad most of the day, but got week late.
What do you think happened? Banks?
Traders don't like to hold risk going into the weekends.
You know, they should just get out of the game if they can't handle it over the weekend.
They just don't like it. There were a couple of things, particularly from overseas, that I want to tell you about that got us going a little negative on the day. NASDAQ down 44 points, really heavily driven by Apple. You know, Apple's had broke a 12-week streak of winning weeks this week. It was off this week, which has been a rarity for the year. Oil down 75 cents to a little inside of $103 a barrel. Gold down $24. That volatile gold. You know, that thing's so volatile. Tens at 199.
Uh-oh, down below the two.
Yep, so money rotating out of equities and into treasuries. But again, I think going into the weekends, the traders just, they don't like it. A fair amount of news, though. Important corporate news. You know, we're really heavily into earnings season now, David. We're going to see a lot of it in the week ahead, which I'll tell you about in a second. But, you know, one of the things that I have been waiting for a confirmation of the rally is to see the financial services companies start to do well. Well, we're starting to get the earnings from those companies, the biggest of them. J.P. Morgan announced earnings Friday morning that actually topped estimates. Pretty good numbers from J.P. Morgan. Not blockbusters, but overall
but
they
better.
Said... Yeah, better. They said they earned a little inside of $5.5 billion for the quarter, about $1.30 a share. Analysts were looking for $1.16. CEO J.P. Morgan, who I think is one of the best CEOs out there, as opposed to, remember, we've been talking about Nokia and Best Buy. He said that they're really starting to see some bright spots in mortgage business. Most of it refi still, but some good bright spots in mortgage business. And they said they got a nice boost from people paying credit card bills and mortgage loans on time, which gives them about $2 billion or so in reserves it had set aside for bad loans that they can actually use.
Yeah, they can actually pull that off and say, okay, because of the payment frequency, they don't have to reserve so much.
That's right. So pretty good news from them. And then also Wells Fargo announced on Friday as well, which is a little rare for them. They're normally later in the season, but they did announce on Friday, and they said net income $4.25 billion, 75 cents a share. Which was right in line with estimates, maybe a little bit better than estimates, and pretty good pickup from last year. Again, same thing, mortgage banking income at the largest U.S. originator of home loans, which is Wells Fargo, increased to $2.8 billion from $2 billion a year ago. So, I mean, I think we're starting to see some good things there. The shares both sold off, but the fundamental data from both companies, I think, was positive.
That's encouraging because, you know, the profitability, you know, at the end of the day, no matter what, profitability has got to be there. If you don't have profitability... there's only so long you can say, well, you know, I'm buying on the come. I'm buying on the expectation for growth or for this or for that. And here you got two companies that are gonna, that have $5 billion a quarter in profit.
And remember how miserable financials did last year. So I think there's a lot of pent-up potential for,
I mean, a billion's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
So I took that as good news. Consumer sentiment announcement on Friday, off a little bit, 75.7 down from 76.2 in March. We were hoping to hold that 76 area or so. It's still a pretty good number, but just down from March. We don't generally like to see that. Here's an interesting one that I'm going to back up with some fact for you in a second here. The consumer's expectation for inflation for the next year, 3.4%. That's down from 3.9%. So consumer expectations of inflation are high, really high.
I think they're well justified in that expectation.
Well, we got the CPI number on Friday as well.
We did.
We sure did. I see you have your paper. You want to go with core or headline?
Do core, and then we'll do the headline.
Core at 2.3.
Okay.
Overall consumer prices rose 2.7% year-on-year basis, down from 2.9% February. That basically means the difference between last March and this March.
And but just for the month of March, and this might be where consumers are, or their minds are, just for the month of March, it was 0.3%.
Yeah, that's after a pickup of 0.4% in February.
So that's on an annualized basis, that would be 3.6%.
Yeah.
So I win the bet.
Well, I think I win the bet.
Depends on whether you...
Overall consumer prices rose 2.7% year over year. All right, one last thing. I know you got to kick me out of here. But
that's
looking
okay,
ahead, the week
ahead.
Ahead is going to be a very, very busy one starting Monday. Knee deep in earnings season. Eli Lilly, Citigroup, Mattel. Tuesday, we have a housing starts report. Earnings from Coca-Cola, Goldman Sachs, Johnson & Johnson, IBM, Intel, Yahoo. Big ones there. Wednesday, earnings announcements from Abbott Lab, Bank of New York, eBay. So some big ones there as well. Thursday, the weekly jobless claims, as well as an important existing home sales number. Philly Fed survey, Bank of America earnings, Morgan Stanley. So more financials we'll be able to talk about next week. Microsoft. And then finally on Friday, earnings from GE, McDonald's, and Schlumberger. I just wanted to say Schlumberger. That's all.
You do say it well.
I love that.
What do you call those eggs? The golden eggs? What do they call those? Come on, try it.
Oh, the Fabergé?
There you go. You can do that too. Man, you are.
I got an assist from your guest on that one.
Yeah, that's okay. You're versatile.
Thank you.
Now, tell me, before you go, I got one last quick question for you. Where is Apple closing? Where are we at, the last price you saw?
Still north of six.
Okay.
Six and change, 607, I think, right in there.
And there's a brewing competition between Apple and Google on who's going to be the first stock to get to 1,000, right?
Yeah, $1,000 a share. Well, actually, Google is definitely undoubtedly going to lose that competition because they announced a 2-for-1 split.
Okay, well, I wonder if Apple will.
Now, just to remind listeners, a split is nothing more than turning a $10 bill into two fives.
That's true.
It doesn't mean anything more than that.
It just makes it easier, though, for people to buy.
It does. But it doesn't change the value of the company. Okay. It's nothing to get excited about.
All right, well, then we won't.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, goodbye.
All right. And we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back... Back by popular demand, because I thought he was popular, and I asked for him to come back. I didn't demand. Is we're going to have Riff Fernberg join us to talk some more about identity theft. This stuff is in the news every day. So, Riff, we need you to help us out. We'll be right back after this break.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
All right, we're back. I'm talking with Riff Fernberg. Sorry about that. I'm sure everybody has a challenge with that. It's a neat name, but it gets a little bit jammed. All my syllables try to come out at the same time.
It does, but people remember it.
They do.
That's what's
You're
important.
An unforgettable guy.
Well,
Riff
thank you.
Fernberg, and he's going to talk with us. He's an expert on identity theft and how to protect you from this nasty thing. And, you know, I said, Riff, come on back on the show. Come on down, and let's talk about all this stuff that's in the news. I mean, it's every day.
Yep, it really is.
And so you can help people protect themselves. You can't. We can both. I guess I've got in my book How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. I've got a whole section on identity theft, and I know you talk a lot about things you can do to protect yourself. But the reality is that this is awfully hard to fight and win in the end, right?
Right. And I think the best way to describe it is two words: protect and prevent.
Okay.
You can protect yourself, but you can't prevent it from happening to you.
I think it's almost like this. It's just, well, here you go. I saved this for you because I knew you'd love this. Sean Henry, Executive Assistant Director of the FBI. He's quoted in the Wall Street Journal. Here you go. Listen to this. You never get ahead. You never become secure. Never have a reasonable expectation of privacy or security. And he's talking about the computer hacking and how, you know, the current approach or the public and private approach to fending off hackers, he says, is quote unquote unsustainable. Computer criminals are simply too talented and defense measures too weak to stop them. Now, that may be other places, but at Holland Financial, I've got Lisa, and she works around the clock to protect us from every threat, known or unknown, right, Lisa? She's doing a good job. Because we have client records, and we have to protect them, and we work very hard to do that. But this is here you got an FBI guy saying, hey, it's a losing battle.
Well, virtually every bank has been hacked, you know.
Funny you mentioned that. I was going to give it as an example. It's not a bank, but it might as well be. High-profile hacking victims. This is from always get my sources, Circle ID. And Terry Zink talks about this. He said, high-profile hacking includes victims like Sony. Sony got hacked, and hackers got a hold of 25 million customers' records from online gaming services as part of a broader attack that got a hold of or compromised 100 million accounts.
Well, I think it was 2 weeks ago, the Saturday News Journal in the business section, Visa and MasterCard warned a bunch of banks of up to 10 million accounts by one of the processing. It doesn't go straight to Visa. It goes through a processing
of
thing.
Course.
So there's a number of different ways that it can get hacked.
Social Security numbers. Utah health officials said that hackers broke into the state computers and there was about 182,000 beneficiaries of Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program that had their information stolen.
Well, and I've told you about that website that I go that's been tracking record breaches since January of 2005. And I've probably said this before on your show, but it's such an incredible number. But identity records reported lost or stolen is up to 545 million records lost or stolen.
And here's another thing. Thieves now stealing iPhones, okay, smartphones. There was a report in USA Today talking about the smartphone and cell phone thefts make up, get this, I might have one on you, Riff, that you don't know, make up 30 to 40% of all robberies in 2011 in major cities.
Well,
I would assume cars and stuff, but now I just want people to think a minute. How much information is on your cell phone?
Well, I think I've told you before, maybe on the radio show, maybe not, but there is now more money trafficking in illegal identities than trafficking in drugs. Think about that.
I can't. That's crazy. So we don't necessarily, well, we do need to be afraid of the guys coming across the border with all the illegal drugs, but could be the guy that's sitting in the next cubicle that you really need to be afraid of on the computer.
Yep.
The neos of the world, these alias hackers and all this stuff.
But that's why we try
to protect ourselves.
Because you can't prevent it because, okay, the guy sitting next to you might be trying it, but if he's really good, he's not trying to hack into your personal computer. He's trying to hack into the bank that you do business with, so he doesn't just have yours. He has
he's going for the whole enchilada.
Yes.
So what do people do? They listen to us talk about this. It's an obvious threat. What do they do? They can talk with you or somebody, other folks, about how to protect themselves. What do they do?
Well, there are a number of different products out there. Some of them do a very good job advertising, but I suggest you research who you're going to go with and
read the contract.
And look at Wikipedia,
right,
to see exactly what they're going to do, because I don't like to, you know, talk about the competitors, but you need to read what they actually say that they're going to do and the things that they've been, you know, charged with and other things like that and who's actually behind the
well,
company
if it comes
that's doing
to fixing,
it for you.
So what you need is some way to not only protect your identity, but then when there's a problem, to what you call identity restoration.
The restoration to me is the key to everything, because you can't prevent it. If the bank you do business with gets hacked, what are you going to do about that? You can move to another bank. It's probably a matter of time before it happens to them. It's not that they're
crazy world.
It's not that they're not doing a good job necessarily. It could be.
It's just that the hackers are better.
And it's not just hackers. It can be a rogue employee. You know,
I have this thing where I worry about with healthcare, where you know you got somebody that comes to work for the doctor's office, and they're there for 6 months, and they leave with all the records. All right, Lisa's telling me we got to take a break,
okay.
But before we go to the break, Riff Fernberg with Legal Shield. Riff, your number is 386-451-1115, and people can call you and say, hey, help me out. Show me how I can protect myself with one of these plans I can buy that will let me pay a monthly fee that's pretty reasonable to protect myself in the event I have this problem with identity theft.
Protect themselves. We can also, for one low price, protect their spouse or partner and also their children.
451-1115.
And my website, riff21.com, R-I-F-F-2-1.com.
Very good. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
If you like what you hear, you'll love what you see. Watch Real Money with David Holland, the TV show, Mondays at 12:30 p.m. on WESH Channel 2. Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
All right, we're back, and joining me in the studio today is Riff Fernberg, Legal Shield, and his number is 451-1115. That's a local number, 386 area code, and the website is riff21.com. And we're talking about what you can do to protect yourself, and really it's about fixing the problem. So talk about some of the ways people can do this. They can sign up for one of these plans. And there have been prepaid legal plans around for a while now, but this is a newer thing that's available. You also offer the legal prepaid plan. But in addition to that, you offer the identity theft protection or the restoration plan.
Yeah. We've been doing it for quite a while now. We've been doing it longer than most of the other companies out there. The company that administers the program for us is really the leader in the field. They've been doing data recovery and such for over 30 years, longer than anybody else.
Wow.
And so I really believe in them, because you need to have the best people do it. And what I think is great about ours is we do it for you, not with you. I mean, you can do it yourself and we'll assist, but basically you want somebody that's going to spend those hundreds of hours, deal with the bureaucracy. You were showing the... showing me, not showing the radio audience, the articles that you were looking at. And before I was on last month, I had sent you an article about
it.
And one of the women in there said that she spent about 200 hours, thought she had it taken care of, next year's tax return, because it's tax time right now. So we wanted to talk a little bit more about like Social Security, IRS, and thought it was taken care of. Next year, still got a problem. So it can be never ending. And another woman said that to fight her identity theft problem with the IRS, she sent in 10 years of back tax returns. Do you remember this?
Yeah, this is unbelievable to try and prove
that it was her. And they audited her past returns and sent her a bill for $900
on one of her
returns.
Yeah, talk about getting kicked while you're down. Well, so what do people do? Explain to them the process of what to do here.
Well, for us, you know, you sign up and you get, we monitor your Experian credit report.
Okay.
For a little bit more, we can monitor all three of your credit reports. And because there's five types of identity theft. There's your driver's license, your Social Security number, your medical information, your financial.
Yeah.
It's your financial and your character criminal. But they all intertwine. Because they'll use your Social Security to try and get financial. And, you know, if they've got your medical, maybe then they can get your social and stuff like that. So to be cost effective, to be able to provide it at a reasonable price, we monitor your credit report, which is what most of the services do. And so if something shows up, a change of address, derogatory information, then we send you a notice, and you say whether that was actually you. You did change your address. You are applying for a new credit card.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I did do
like
something
that.
Erratic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, but the problem is, if something happens in one of the others, it may not show up on your credit report. Like an IRS, somebody files a tax return in your name, which is the article.
Yeah,
we
that's
were
not
going to
show
about.
Up on a credit report.
But you're covered once you're in our plan. You know, we'll still take care of that for you. It's so not just based on our monitoring. It doesn't have to come up through
right.
our monitoring.
You could self-identify.
Yes.
And so if I did, somebody's got your plan and they say, okay, I just found out from the IRS that somebody filed a tax return. For me, that wasn't me, they then can turn that over to your legal beagles to follow through and follow up on
our
and get it resolved.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just so important to have somebody else. I can't imagine trying to deal with the IRS and try and solve one of these things, because in that article, the IRS guy was saying it's going to get worse before it gets better, if you remember that.
Well, they're having to reassign people at the IRS from other departments just to try to handle this. It's such a rapidly growing problem.
They're not trained for it.
Mm-mm.
And last year, there was an AP news story out about the middle of the year, so we haven't had anything for 2011. But between 2008 and 2010, in 2 years, the number of IRS identity issues almost quintupled.
Yeah, I don't doubt it for a minute. It's crazy.
And it's so that's why I say it's not growing, it's exploding. And think about the IRS. It's not just, you know, your tax return, your refund. It's also the benefits you're going to get. Somebody, if they've got it, they can be getting your benefits instead of you. Or they can be doing a job somewhere and not paying their taxes, so the tax liability comes on you. There are just so many implications.
I'm just feeling all warm and fuzzy on the inside, Riff. All right, I'm going to take a quick break before I do. Riff Fernberg, 451-1115. Call him about Identity Theft Protection Plan, Legal Shield, and he can help you deal with that. Riff21.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
It's exploding, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Riff Fernberg about identity theft, and it is IRS statistic was quintupling of the fraud and people turning in your tax returns. And, you know, it's not just the fact that they might turn in and get your refund, which is what a lot of them do, obviously, but then it's kind of a double prong. It's one, they can assume your identity to do bad things.
Right.
They can take your refund. They can use all of this information about you. It's ugly because they've got they can figure out where your investment money is. They know where you work. They can really do a good job of impersonating you.
Well, also think about it. If you were held up on the street and somebody took your wallet,
it's an isolated event.
And you feel violated and it's terrible. But what if they took $50, you replaced, you know, or something like that?
Well, if they took the person and left the wallet.
Yeah. That's
right.
That's virtually what identity theft is,
really,
because it's everything you've built up over your entire lifetime. One of the questions I get is, can I just get a new Social Security number?
No.
That is an extreme case. You can, but the Social Security Administration doesn't want to do that.
Witness protection to do that.
Yeah, they do not want to do that because then you lose everything you've built up. You know, so it's not a good suggestion. Identity theft has been the leading consumer complaint to the Federal Trade Commission for the past 12 consecutive years.
How many
years.
We got? Hundreds of thousands complain a year?
It's a lot. It's pretty high because people are complaining to the FTC all the time about different things. But for the second consecutive year, tax or wage-related fraud has been the top complaint. So it's past the financial. Everybody thinks it's your credit card.
That's the
other things that I've said.
That's easy by comparison, right?
Yes. And one of the things that I used to tell people when I started in this was one of the things that you should do is check your Social Security Administration wage statement that you got every year about 3 months before your birthday. Remember getting
that's
that?
That's right.
You know, they suspended that last year.
About
so you don't get that anymore because of the budget crunch. But and another thing, people out there are thinking, well, it's not going to happen to me. I'll take my chances. But if you're a business owner, because one of the things I do is I go into businesses, sure. I'll do identity theft seminars to give people tips to how to protect themselves. They can't prevent it. But we give discounts as far as groups to businesses. And so I can go in there, you know, educate people, help them with that, and give them a group discount through the business because, okay, you're thinking, well, it's going to happen to somebody else, not to me. Well, what if that somebody else is one of your employees and they're spending hundreds of hours trying to fix it? They're not doing that on the weekend. I'm sorry. You can be the most conscientious employee in the world, but it's going to be difficult to do that because some of the people you need to contact is during normal business hours. And it's compounded because if it's the person's spouse, it might be them that has to clean it up. If it's their children, it's certainly them that has to clean it up. I sent you the link to the Today Show segment about they had three different children, you know, like a toddler and a 10-year-old and a 16-year-old, had cars in their names, mortgages, and the Today Show crew went and found the criminals within 2 days. And yet there's like a 4% arrest rate. It's just they need that the police are typically going after no violent crime. They've got limited resources. Also,
they've got their hands full already, and they're going to now have to investigate all this?
Well, and because everybody wants their taxes cut. Well, your taxes go to police. Get your wage statement. The Social Security Administration said it costs $70 million a year to send that out to all of us.
Well, here's the deal. A lot of times I talk on the show, Riff, and I know you listen on a regular basis. The thing that I talk about all the time is self-determination and having as much control over your own fate, your own outcomes as you can with financial planning and planning your retirement and all these things. And I think that this type of looking into plans like what you offer where people can actually not depend on the regulators, not depend on the IRS or depend on a bank or somebody else, but depend on yourself to have a plan in place so that if something does go wrong with your identity and somebody steals it, you've got a way of dealing with it. And so I'm talking with Riff Fernberg, Legal Shield, 451-1115 as a local number, and also the website's riff21.com, and he can help you look at these plans and see if they make sense.
Yeah, and think about what you do most of the day. You're trying to earn money. You're trying to create wealth, not just you as a financial planner, but you're going to a job. If it all gets taken away,
right,
then what you've been working all that time for what if it all gets taken
from
you?
You know, a good analogy that just occurred to me, Riff, is it's a lot. Why do people have home alarm systems? They have them to address, know that somebody's, number one, identify the problem that somebody's broken in, and to have the protection, and to do the job, because you don't have a cop unless you are, you know, Mel Gibson or some other big celebrity and you got a security guard outside your house.
Right.
We don't get security guards outside our homes. So until the police get there, the alarm's going off and it's letting the intruder know that we know you're here. Kind of the same thing with what you're doing with these plans.
And it's also peace of mind, letting you sleep at night.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. If you've got an identity theft problem, it's going to keep you up at night thinking, you know, trying
what
to solve
what are they doing now?
Stuff. Yeah. What's next? When's the next shoe going to drop?
Well, I think the shoe that's going to drop is I'm out of time. And we've been with Riff Fernberg, 451-1115, and riff21.com. If you want to get a hold of him, talk about the ways you can protect yourself with a prepaid plan to address this issue if and when it happens. Thank you, Riff.
Thank you, David.
All right.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.
You load 16 ton, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.